A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Shebna, master of the palace, I will thrust you from your office and pull you down from your station. On that day I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and gird him with your sash and give over to him your authority. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place the key of the house of David on Eliakim's shoulder. When he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. I will fix him like a peg in a sure spot to be a place of honor for his family. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given the Lord anything that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and for him all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. On that day I will summon my servant. Personal gain. It should always be that whenever we do something, we do it out of charity. We hope that we don't expect that there's repayment in return, or we don't do it for personal gain. However, I wouldn't be surprised if all of us do at some time do something that we're hoping to get something back in return. This event happened, well, it'll be 19 years, about a little less than 19 years ago. On 9/11, which we're all very familiar, there was a cry by a number of people who wanted to give to charity to help those who were affected most by the disaster that occurred here in the United States. And one of the organizations was the American Red Cross. It had set up a hotline in which you could contribute. It took in over $500 million of people who wanted to give and give freely to help because they just wanted to do something. But when an audit was done later, it found out that the Red Cross had only given about a third, no more than a third of the money contributed for 9/11 to the people who needed it. And when they were questioned, they said that, "Why did you keep back two-thirds of the money?" Their response was that, well, we wanted to keep money behind in case if there would be another attack, there would be money available. But many of the contributors got very angry because they had given so freely and wanted to give something, to, especially to those so affected. Whatever the response was by the Red Cross did not satisfy and got to the point that the president had to resign because she could no longer be able to, with a straight face, look at people. And there was another organization that took in money, and they only gave 10% to the people in need. They kept the other 90% saying, well, this is for administrative costs. Now, did people who were in high positions kept the money? Probably not. But certainly they were challenged in their belief. Did the money all go to those in need or not? And I bring that up because of what we heard today in our first reading. In looking over this first reading, I was thinking, well, why would the church choose a reading such as this for us to reflect upon? But the more I started thinking about this reading, the more I thought how appropriate it is for all of us to hear this reading and about two different individuals who were in their position for personal gain. The book of the prophet Isaiah is divided into three parts, and the passage for today is taken from the first part. Each part covers a particular history span about the kingdom of Judah, and this occurs in the first section. This first section is an address, if you want to say, to groups of people, to a city, or to an individual, where God had Isaiah go forth and proclaim the word. In this section is devoted to the citizens of Jerusalem and to two people in particular. The first one is Shebna. To try to describe his position in the kingdom of Judah is basically this. We heard that he was in charge of the palace, which meant that really he was the financier. He was watched over the money in the kingdom. He would have done a much better job than what he did do if he was generous and helped people who were in need. But Shebna kept the money back and spent a lot of it to build a huge tomb for himself in the temple. He wanted people to remember who he was in this great, magnificent edifice. God was not pleased because he had not helped the people whom he should have helped in the kingdom, but rather had spent this money for his own gain. So God had him removed. God then chose Eliakim to be the one to replace him. And this would fall in the line of King David, in which it was believed that the Messiah would come. Now, Eliakim started out well. He started out watching over the money, but also to help people in need. But he too strayed from it and became very selfish and did things for his own personal gain, which also then the anger of God was there. Now, why do we hear these two individuals? Because I think there's two things that it can address is this. First of all, that we are in the midst of a presidential election. I don't have to tell you that. You see it. If you watch TV for 5 minutes, you know that. We are hoping as a nation we're going to elect leaders of our country that are going to have the concern of our nation into the forefront. Nobody should run for public office if they were doing it for personal gain. They are to serve the nation. And so we hope as Catholics that we choose the rightful people to serve our nation when the time comes for the election. But I think it's also important too, for my second reason why I think the readings are appropriate, is for us to also examine our own lives. Are we true servants as God had meant that Shebna and Eliakim were to be? And we found out that they were not true servants. So we ask ourselves, do we do things freely because we are true servants of the Lord, or do we do it for personal gain? Once again, God reminds us that we are to give freely and to serve the Lord freely, and in doing so, the Lord does truly bless us. I hope in our presence today before the Lord our God that we never do things for personal gain, but rather do it out of love for God and as God had intended for these two men plus everyone else, be true servants of the Lord and give freely.